a guaranteed income we can live on as unemployment has shot up. More and more people have experienced firsthand just how threadbare and punitive the benefits system has become after years of cuts and privatization. It is clear that universal credit is not fit for purpose. The fact that a third of those claiming benefits are in work is an indictment of the low-paying, exploitative economic system we live in, and shows the urgent need for a decent minimum wage. Because of the kind of jobs they are employed in, and because of caring responsibilities, women are more likely to rely on a failing benefits system that entrenches poverty and inequality throughout their lives, including an old age. At 40%, the gender pension gap is more than double the gender pay gap. This can be exacerbated by student debt. Because of interest payments on loans, low pay and career breaks can mean that women end up paying back more in the long run. We say, immediately increase benefits to levels we can live on, uprate it annually in line with the cost of living, maintain the £20 a week universal credit, UK, increase and extend it to legacy benefits. End the 5-week wait for UK and cancel all related debts. UK should not just be paid to the highest earner. Scrap the benefit cap, the 2-child limit and the bedroom tax. No more sanctions or punitive disability assessments carried out by private companies. Reverse the pensioner tax. Increase the pension by 50% now as a step towards a living pension, a guaranteed income for carers and anyone who is unable to work, linked to a decent minimum wage, an immediate increase in child benefit of £10 a week. Universal child benefit and maternity benefit that reflect the real cost of pregnancy and bringing up children available to all. Increase statutory sick pay to the equivalent of a minimum wage of £15 an hour. Scrap tuition fees. Cancel student debt.